The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed!
Easily offended...
Get over yourself!
Oh, you got a gigantic stick up your... You might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours on Jethel's show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
Well, I'm just glad I got my ale. Get it started! Back off! I got it a tongue, I'm not the thing to use it!
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational thing.
This is what we call Jethel Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson. I know it.
Hello, everyone. This is the Jethel Silverwing Show for the 8th of August, 2011. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the burning of my loins, the tailor of fine armors, the collector of cogs, the reason we have a mature audience morning at the top of the show, Elsa Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the in-game chat channel, OGR, on the Antonia Vale server. It's up and running 24-7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elquin's videos, and much, much more, you can get them at kithacore.org. As a reminder, you can follow Jethel and Elquin Jenna on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Get Glue, where we invite you to earn real-life stickers by checking in right now at getglue.com. Do a search for Jethel. Or you can just go to kithacore.org. Go to social links. And you can click the Get Glue icon right there. It says, are you listening to Jethel Songs? Check in with us, getglue.com. I'm going to check in right now.
I keep forgetting to check in.
I'm going to check in right now. I wish I could get a special sticker just for us.
Well, how come? We can't.
Because it costs them money. And we are not paid sponsors.
Where do you click check in when you're there?
Oh, go to kithacore.org/social, or you can just click the link for social links.
Yes. And then what?
And then the third row down, you see, are you listening to Jethel Songs? Check in with getglue.com, and there's an icon right there.
Okay.
And there you go. Or you can go to getglue.com/recording_artist/Jethel. But that's neither here nor there right now. All right, let's see here. What's going on in EQ2 now? They just released the date for next year's fanfare.
Well, no, there's a vote going on
the
station forum.
All right. So let's see, station.
And that is, hang on. forums.station.sony.com, and then that will bring up the main page, and then off to the right you can pick the station forum, and then it's down under fanfare sticky, and they have 3 dates to pick from.
Alright, let's see, fanfare, SOE fanfare poll, dates for the 2012 fanfare. Let's go into that. And the choices are, they're going to do a late in the year. September,
yeah.
September 13th, September 27th, or October 18th. Wow.
I picked the first one because that would be kind of cool to have it fall on my birthday.
That would be cool. So I will choose that as well. Vote. I have voted. Well, it looks like the majority of the votes is going for October.
Yeah, I know.
But you know what? But you know, it really would be kind of cool to have it in October. It would be good for the costume contest. It would be around Halloween.
Yeah, everybody wouldn't feel like they're out of place.
Yeah, so that would be kind of cool. And besides, there would be more costume supplies available for people around that time to finish up their stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, if they're waiting till October to build their costume, that's not going to work.
Yeah, that's not going to work out very well. You'll end up like Brass and spend the entire fanfare in your room sewing the last-minute stitches onto your outfit, which does seem to be a tradition of hers.
I think it is. I think it's a tradition. If you do something more than once, it's a tradition.
Although, this year I understand it wasn't quite as bad. You know, she wasn't altering it right up until the big night. But, yeah, the first night she was there, she went back to her room early and...
Well, last year they had Noob, too, right? So she had to do his costume
as
well.
Yep, they had to do his, too.
That was really interesting.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, if we wanted to get our own social stickers through GetGlue.com, I'm sure we'd have to pay for it. You know, they're getting some kind of advertising commissions or whatever the heck you want to call it. They're getting some kind of advertising done for the check-ins and stuff like that. There's no other way they could afford it because they're real stickers.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like the fake online stickers that some sites get you. GetGlue, you get the real stickers, and I need one more and I can get another 20.
Shit.
I've got 20 sitting right now. I've got no place to put them. I don't know why I want them so badly, but hey, they're free stickers.
I don't know. You could put them on the van.
I'm not going to plaster the van with a bunch of fake stickers.
Well, I've just given you an idea.
A lot of people put them on their laptops, but there's no way I'm doing that.
I am not letting you do that.
Nope. Not
gonna. Since it's a shared laptop.
Although, you know what? During the interview we had with Smedley, we did toss around the idea of Sony doing an advertising campaign painting my van.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah, I don't see that actually happening, but I'm just tossing it out there. So, Smedley said it was a good idea.
I think the paint job would last longer than the van.
Probably. Are you kidding me? I think the paint job might hold the van together a little longer.
Well, it's not a wreck of a van, but it is an older van, so...
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have a long life.
Yeah. Yeah, Samelia on the Crushmill server has a point there, making it so late... the fanfare, doing it in September and October, is going to make it hard for people who have kids.
Yeah.
You know, kids in school, that is. That's not going to be too great. But we will see what happens. I don't know, maybe they got a deal. I mean, September and October, definitely the off-season.
Be definitely cooler.
Oh, it would definitely be a lot cooler. Well, we're talking about Vegas, maybe not a lot cooler. But,
well, yeah, it would be comfortable, I think. A lot more comfortable.
Yeah. It would be probably what the rest of the country would consider a summer.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, a blast furnace. I swear, you could do pottery out there.
It's an outdoor cooker.
And just leave it out. Leave your wet pottery out on the corner. Come back an hour later. Number one, will be stolen. But outdoor kiln. Is what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Okay, well, I do have some notes. So let's see.
You have notes.
I do.
About?
First off, the Incy Wincy Spider is going on right now on the Antonia Bale server. For Bale Court, South Kinos, Antonia Bale server, under the Spider. I'm not sure, but Sias Hammer is probably going on tonight. Nettleville Inn, Antonia Bale server, under Sia's Hammer. 8 o'clock. which would be about 45 minutes. Okay, we do have some birthdays. Well, quite a few birthdays, actually. And these are people from my Facebook list. Jason Hader. Hater's got to hate, you know. But Jason Hader.
Jason Hader, he hates Jasons?
Apparently. Leah Graff.
Leah Graff.
Our buddy Carowin, who was also Jolie on, I think, the Crush Bomb server. She plays Carowin on the Antonia Bale server. Also Liz Aysen on the Antonia Bale server. Joel Sasaski? Sasaski.
Yeah, Joel.
From Ragin from Sony Online Entertainment. His birthday is in a few days.
Yay, Ragin.
And the person that we've had so much fun poking fun at during the beginning years of the Gentle Silverwing Show, Josh Shaper, a.k.a. Joscar.
Joscar! Haven't seen much of him lately.
No, he doesn't play EQ2 anymore.
I just see him on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah. But Joscar, I believe, is turning 20.
Wow.
20.
So you realize, when we started poking fun at him, he was like 13.
Yeah. It's been a long time. It grew up so fast.
It's been a long road. Getting from there to here. Okay, that's enough of that. There you go, folks. Oh. Live singing on the Jethro Silverwing Show.
Like it doesn't happen normally.
Well, you know, we haven't done live singing in a while, and I just might do some today. If you run out of stuff to talk about, I might do some singing. Because I'm in a good mood. Why am I in a good mood?
I don't know.
Because I started my new job this week, that's why.
That you did.
Yep, started my new job. It's not exactly what I was expecting. It's not really mail sorting like I thought it was going to be. It's more document sorting. We are technically called the mail room.
Because there's nothing but mails down there.
Pretty much, pretty much. But yeah,
that's,
I mean,
too funny.
Well, we receive mail, open it, sort it, and then scan it into the computer. But anything to do with mail-related stuff is pretty minimal. It's mostly just the sorting and scanning that occupies most of our day. But it's not a difficult job. I'm enjoying it. It's a sit-down job, so I don't have to worry about my feet too much. Although it is hurting my back.
Time-consuming?
You know what? The time seems to fly. I mean, that might change as the months go by. But, I mean, really. I mean, I looked at the clock this afternoon. I'm like, oh, I'm late for going to lunch. I should go.
And they were impressed with you on the first day.
Yes. You know, we have to sort stuff out. We also have to throw stuff out that we don't want scanned. Like, you know, some of the stuff gets faxed to us. So we got the fax cover pages. Well, we don't want those. We toss them out. Recycle them. You know, stuff like that. And I have seen some, you know, what we're scanning are insurance paperwork. And I have seen some stuff come in, entire insurance
binders.
You know, the entire package. It tells you everything that's in your insurance. But
that's the insurance binder.
Yeah, we don't need that crap. All we need is policy number, the person's name, you know, just the facts. I mean, you know, not FAX. You know, just the details. That's it. And that's usually on the first page, and I end up recycling 20 other pages.
Well, it's good that you're recycling.
Oh, yeah, we got four huge recycling bins on the wall. And, yeah, and everyone I work with seems to be very nice. They actually took me around and gave me the grand tour today.
Even the sub-basement.
I'm in the sub-basement.
The sub-sub-basement.
No, there's nothing below us. There is a little side room off of ours that a service entrance for all the ductwork and vents and stuff like that. I mean, even the there's a bank next door to us, and all of the pneumatic tubes where they send all the, you know, you put your stuff into the round cylinder, put it in the tube, and it gets shot off. Those things actually go through our basement. But yeah, we're I'm having a good time. It could be just the "yay, I'm back to work" talking, but everything seems to be nice, very nice. I'm actually not directly, but I am working with Tilaru of the Legion of Githagor. She actually got me the job, and thank you very much. I know she's not listening right now because she had to do some overtime tonight, but you know, gotta thank her. I mean, she got me the job. Dang cool. And she even
She's above you upstairs somewhere while you're down in the bowels.
Yeah, yeah. We're in the basement. She's on the second floor doing data entry and stuff like that.
I'm in the basement.
They call us...
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, most of the girls call us the cellar dwellers.
The cellar dwellers.
Yes, we are the cellar dwellers. And you know what? From what I can tell, outside of management, there's like one guy that works upstairs. You know, there are some guys in management and in you know, they're tech guys.
Yeah.
There's a few guys there, but the customer support staff and the data entry crew, only one guy. All the rest are girls. So that's why they call the basement the mail room. We're all males down there. No, that's not exactly true. Our supervisor is a woman. And
yeah,
she's very fun.
She doesn't spend time down there.
Yeah, she does.
She does.
Mm-hmm. She had to take the day off today because her kid was sick. But yeah, she with us.
Oh.
So very fun. Looking forward to actually getting a paycheck in a couple of weeks. Get some food in the house, stuff like that.
We have food in the house. Don't worry, these people. You want more food in the house.
I want yummy food.
He wants snacks. I know it.
Yes, I want snacks. Matter of fact, I just ate the last of the cookies.
That's fine, but you don't need snacks. You just want snacks.
Snacks must be had.
No, they don't.
But then again, you know, when we went shopping this weekend, we did pick up a shitload of popcorn. And you know how much I love popcorn.
Yes.
So we have snacks.
So that's a better snack for you, really.
Yes. Okay, so let's see here. We do have a couple of deaths to announce. Charles Wiley is the co-founder of Michael's Crafts.
Dead.
Didn't know he died. Didn't know he was the co-founder.
Yeah, he died last week. And the only other one on the list at Wikipedia that caught my eye was Bubba Smith. Bubba Smith died of natural causes. He was a football player with the Baltimore Colts and also one of the actors in Police Academy.
I was going to say, wasn't he in a Police Academy?
He was in all of them.
Right. He was the big guy.
Yep, big black guy. Hightower. That was his name.
Right.
Hightower.
Oh, okay.
Yep, he died apparently of natural causes. 66 years old.
Wow.
You know, I still find it interesting. I'm here in the courtyard of the guild hall.
Yeah.
Around the castle. I still find it hilarious that the seagulls try to crap on you.
Well, they gotta do something with their time.
Apparently. I do find that humorous.
Not like you guys are there very much, so they've gotta do something when they see you.
Yeah, yeah.
So how's your island house coming along?
It's not.
It's not?
It's not. Well, I did build something up there.
Oh, yeah, you did, didn't you?
Yep.
Pretty cool.
I built a TARDIS, a Doctor Who time machine.
He did. He's got the TARDIS up there.
I'm going to head over there now If you'd like to check out the TARDIS, you can come on up to Jethel's Tenebrous Island Refuge on the Antonia Vale server, Kino's side.
No, it's the only... It's the outside of the TARDIS for right now.
Right, it's just the outside. But I do plan on building the inside of the TARDIS somewhere else. So the interior of the TARDIS will be built somewhere else, probably on the island above, the floating island, so you can't see it right away.
Yeah.
And I hope I got enough stuff from the Tinkerfest guys, because Tinkerfest is now over.
Is the City Festival still going, or is that over now, too?
That should be over. That only runs for the 1st through the 7th, so that should be over, too. But I've gotten lots of good compliments on the TARDIS. I mean, I even have a blinking light on the top. That is the Bastion lamp.
From the Bastion of...
There, I linked it in
which
there.
Which is from the hole.
Is that where it's from?
Yes.
Yep, so, you know, you can...
Bastion of Flames, I think it's... And it's an instance down in the hole.
Ah. So, yeah, I got the Bastion lamp just poking out of the top, so it looks like the blinking light on top of the TARDIS. It's up at the Narathian Home Show forum. I've got a lot of good comments there and also on Facebook. But if you want to see it for yourself, my home is open to visitors. That's Jethel's Tenebrous Island Refuge, South Kinos, Antonia Vale server. You know what?
What?
I announced those birthdays and didn't do the birthday trolls.
You're gonna make those trolls really unhappy because you didn't, you know.
I know. So we're gonna do that right now. So let's go over that list again. That was Jessen Hader, Leah Graff, Joel Sasaski,
Rajan,
Josh Shaper, Joscar, and Carowin. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
All right, happy birthday, you guys. Let's see, what else do I have in my notes?
Don't know.
Let's see. Apparently, Sony is going to have another live videocast on Thursday, August 11th at 4 p.m. Pacific time.
That's this Thursday.
That is this Thursday.
Well, if they listen to the podcast, it's whenever.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's,
I can't say this Thursday.
stickam.com/Sony Online. And let me paste that right there. stickam.com/Sony Online.
Thought it was stickem.
Stickam. But if I say stickcam, then you don't appreciate what the URL really is. So it's stickam.com/Sony Online.
Okay.
Yep, so I got some people in here looking at the TARDIS.
Are they wondering where the Doctor went?
Doctor Who. Doctor Who.
And if anybody watched this last Futurama, where they went and... Is that the one? Well, it's not the last one, but... One
right,
before,
not the last one, the one before, where they went back in time and screwed up so made the British win the Revolutionary War. Go on.
Oh, well, at one point you see somebody run out of the Futurama ship and run into a police box. We slowed it real down, and sure enough, yes, he had a scarf on. And then later on, you actually see the full-blown version of him. But they paid homage to the Fourth Doctor.
Of course, because, you know, Tom Baker rocks.
Tom Baker really rocks, yes.
Tom Baker was the favorite of the Doctors, or the original set of Doctors, I should say.
Well, he had it for so freaking long.
Yep, he had it longer than anyone else. 12 years, I think. Or what?
I don't know.
7 years, something like that. But yeah,
I would say 7 years. I think that's why I keep getting him, his number mixed up with number 7. So,
You know what? If anyone in England is listening, if there is such a thing as jelly babies...
Yes, there is.
Send them to me.
You want some jelly babies?
I want to try jelly babies.
They're not like gummy bears. They're different. I've had them.
Well, that's why I want to try them.
Oh, yeah, you may not. You might like them. I didn't care for them. They didn't, they're different.
All right, very different. Well, like I said, if you're in England or have contacts in England, that could get me some jelly babies, contact me at... demon@kithacore.org.
Well, Surgeon might be able to, but...
Yeah, he might be.
You know, right now, there's a bunch of riots going on in England.
Yeah.
In London, all around there.
What the fuck are they doing?
I don't know. Even they're rioting around where Surgeon lives.
Oh, man, I hope he's alright.
Oh, he's fine. He had to walk up and see what the hell they were doing. But they were just basically messing with some stores and...
You know what I think? I think they're just trying to put the L.A. riots to shame.
No, there was a guy that got shot.
Yes, I know.
Okay, you know the whole story then.
Yeah,
fine.
Yeah. So the police shot some guy. Apparently he was innocent.
Well, he didn't shoot at them. Let's put it that way.
Right. And then, boom, everyone's fucking rioting. I think there are far more important things to riot over. Well, the police shot someone! Let's do billions of dollars in damage! Oh, pounds. Billions, millions of pounds in damage. Let's do it! You see that shop over there? I go there twice a week, and I'm gonna burn it to the fucking ground! Yeah, friggin' limey bastards. That's what I don't get about rioting.
No, just some youths that they call yodels, or yodel, yodas, or, God, somebody help me, it's Y-O, something or other, yoo-hoos, yo, no.
I don't know. But anyway, I just don't get rioting. I mean, during the L.A. riots, you know, well, which one? It's happened so many times. The only thing that went through my mind is, if I was the police and fire chiefs, I would say, fuck you, I'm letting the city burn. And then you'd go, oh, our city's burned to the ground. What happened? You happened, you fuck! We're not picking up your shit! Now you're homeless! That's what I would say. I mean, yes, there's a lot of innocent people hurt by it. But you know what? When it gets to be that point, I would say, fuck you. If you want to burn the city down, burn the fucking thing down. We're done dealing with you. But that's me. That's probably why I'm not mayor.
Yeah.
Because I have solutions for things. Now, you know what I would do with these rioters? You know, they're putting rioters in jail and stuff like that. Don't put them in jail. Burn their houses down.
What happens if they're living with their parents and you're burning the parents' house down?
Well, then you shouldn't have raised such a dumbass. I'm sorry, Mom and Dad, out into the street with you. Your kid decided to light fires. Remember that whole eye for an eye thing? Anyway. You're a riding sack of crap and you're a dumbass. Moving on! This is the Jethel Silverwing Show. That sounds good. I haven't done a good rant in a while.
Oh my god.
What else can we rant about? Can't rant about Obama. Apparently he's having people arrested. Okay, that's not fair. The person that got picked up by the Secret Service actually threatened to kill Obama on Facebook.
Are you serious?
And it was like a 13-year-old kid.
Oh my god.
said on Facebook that, you know, oh, I would shoot Obama if I ever met him, or something like that. Well, the Secret Service fucking showed up at his house.
Well.
Yeah, see, the Secret Service doesn't really like it when people threaten the life of the President of the United States publicly.
Well.
And apparently I need to move my teleport pad because Kallax, who is over here, is apparently stuck. I got it too close to the TARDIS.
Oh no, you got him stuck in the TARDIS?
Oh, outside the TARDIS, anyway. So I need to move that pad a little further away.
That's funny.
Now, my solution to what's going on right now, well, not really a solution, just kind of a payback type of thing, is, you know, the situation with the presidency is once you're president of the United States or any really high-ranking government official, you're pretty much set for life. You pretty much don't got to pay for anything anymore. You get a house. That goes away. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Just take it all away. That way, they may actually think about shit before they do it. Anyway. Okay, well, what's in game that I could rant about?
Oh my god.
God damn you, Tenebris Island, you're too flat! No. I actually like the Tenebris Island.
Well, I'm still picking up, transportation, greater token of transportation.
Those are still available?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, by the spires, you mean?
Well, yeah, well, Druid Ring's got the best one.
I did not know those were
still
going
on. That
does
not mean anybody can come out here and pick any up. I'm picking them up. They're mine. All the shinies belong to me.
Yeah,
hey, I pick up 50 of them, and that's good for a shard, you know, and I'm still working on my Rygor armor.
I had no idea those were still available.
Yeah, I did the daily, my little solo thing.
Very cool.
And if we weren't doing the show, I would be out here looking for group. But this is what I do. I have my looking for group sign up, waiting for, you know, somebody running the ascent or the pools or one of those that I could actually go on. And, so I just run around, pick up the friggin' shinies, you know, and turn them in.
Yep. Ooh, Christopher on the Antonia Vale server. I'll just link the Bow of Cornison. Cornison, I think. I think that's how it's pronounced. Nice. Ooh! Spiders just linked the fanatical bow of blood splattering. It's a bow with 115 ratio. 215 ratio, that is. I want that bow. Gimme!
No, I need... What do you need it for?
Because I am the Jethal.
But you don't go hunting.
Yes, but when I do go hunting, I want stuff to die immediately. Are Jewis the extracting eye, the bow with the blades and the bloody eyeballs on it? I've never really cared for that style that has the blades in the front, so it looks like you can use it as a batla. You know those.
Well, it's an interesting one.
It's interesting, but I don't dig the style. It's just me. It's just me. Chromie says if she's too cute to go hunting, I have to agree. Chromie's cute enough. Chromie's one of those cute little fays that you just charm someone without even being a coercer. Just bat the eyes and stuff. It's like, I really like that dress. Okay. Oh, anyway. Alright, let's see here. Do I have anything else by now? It's not really. Not really, because I've had no time. I've been working.
You know, what's really cool is he has to get up with me in the morning.
Yep, but I don't go to bed. We don't go to bed at the same time yet.
No, I lay and read for a little bit and then I go to bed. Or sleep.
Yep.
I'm in bed, but I'm reading.
Well, at least I'm not going to bed at 3 and getting up at 5.
No, I would really think you're weird. You'd be dead by the time you get home.
I've been going to bed around midnight. Which gives me, 5.5 hours. And that works for me.
That does not work for me.
Actually, throughout high school, 4 hours.
Oh.
And the only reason it was 4 hours was because MTV introduced Monty Python's Flying Circus after it ran from like midnight to 3 a.m. That's when I fell in love with Monty Python for Flying Circus. All right. You know what? I need something to rant about. What are you people sick of? Give me a topic. I think that's got to be a new segment on the show. What chaps my ass?
If it's chapping, maybe you should use some lotion or something, huh?
Yeah. Chromie says air chaps your ass. I'm not sure why.
Air?
I guess. Broker.
She's got wings, right?
Yeah, that's true. Christopher says broker price gougers. Those people that jack up the prices on stuff on
the
broker.
They're the ones that buy up all the lower price items.
Yep.
And put them back on the broker at a higher price.
You bastards! What the hell's wrong with you? We're trying to get stuff! Bargain.
No, that can sometimes backfire on them, depending on what it is.
Yeah. Bargain on the Oasis service has 44 day of 100 degrees of 100 degrees temperatures this summer. And I don't think I can bitch out Mother Nature. You know what we've been having? We've been having a very wet summer. And I don't mean rainy, because it really hasn't rained this week, but it's been very humid.
And it's moist.
It's moist. It's very moist out. And if there's one thing that I hate worse than hot and humid, it's cold and humid. Because it's been like in the 60s, 50s and 60s, and like 70 to 90% humidity. For crying out, do something!
Well, it's supposed to be in the 70s this week.
Everything's moist! I don't want to wring out my sheets!
Yeah, we haven't really had much of a really full-blown summer.
No, and probably not going to at this point.
I don't know what's happened.
No, we are halfway through, almost halfway through August at this point. And
we have not had to put the air conditioner in the windows at all.
Nope, we haven't had to. Matter of fact, just kept the windows. Actually, there's been a couple of days where we've closed the windows because it's too cold. So, yeah, I mean, I understand. Most of the country has been in a really stifling heat wave.
That's where who's got all our heat? Everybody else.
Apparently, because they've apparently sucked the heat out of this place.
They did. That's why they're so hot.
Because Western Washington has been cool and wet. So I don't get it. Eothel on the Antonia Bale server wants to know how he can look at the TARDIS. Come to South Kinos on the Antonia Bale server. You'll see the houses next to the gate leading to the harbor. There's a couple of houses there with some nodes in front of it. Go behind those houses and you'll see a lineup of, the things that go to the prestige houses. The one all the way to the left, I believe, is the Tenebris Island Refuge. And it's open for the public. Come on up, take a look at the TARDIS.
I know, you need to make canine now.
Oh, God.
Canine?
Yes, mistress.
Karel on the Freeport EQ2X server. Yes, that is on the forums. On the official EverQuest 2 forums, you can find the Narathian Home Show. And I believe the title of it is Look, I Made a TARDIS. Let me check.
I don't remember anybody else making a TARDIS. Somebody could correct me if I'm totally wrong.
I searched for the keyword TARDIS on the EQ2 forums just to be sure, and I didn't see anything. So if someone did, they didn't put it in the Narathian Home Show. So let's see here. EQ2 forums. And down to the Narathian Home Show, which is down toward the bottom, by the way. Oh, and about halfway down the first page, you'll see EQ2 TARDIS by Jethel. Ooh, I have like 29 replies.
Well, they think it's pretty good. I like that cheer.
Someone named Afista from the Crushbone server replied back, "It looks great, but I had to Google what a TARDIS was."
What?
Ah! Who doesn't know Doctor Who?
Well, apparently they don't. Is it the longest running sci-fi series known to man, I believe?
I think so. I mean, it started back in the 50s, didn't it?
I think so. Or the 60s. Early 60s. I don't know. Late 50s?
I don't know.
But anyway, so let's see.
And it's British.
Frightfully British, yeah.
No, it's not frightfully British. It's British.
I'm not sure about this new guy, though. The guy with the bow tie and the fez.
Well, give him a chance.
I'm just not sure about him.
I did like the 10th Doctor. I really did. I started liking him a lot.
David Tennant. Yeah, he was good.
Get that real crazed look in his eyes, man.
Yeah, but, you know, like I said a few weeks ago, though, the only problem I really had...
You don't want to mess with me!
Yeah, that's the only thing I really had a problem with this new series. You know, I was like, I'm the Doctor, damn it! Yeah, okay, whatever. In the other ones, he wasn't pompous or stuck up at all. He was just very British. Tom Baker, where are you now?
Probably very old.
He's still alive.
Yeah. But he's very, very old.
Let's see, Wikipedia, Tom...
I missed my chance.
Missed your chance at what?
You know.
You want to screw Tom Baker?
Yeah, I would have.
Oh my God, really?
Yes. In a heartbeat.
Okay, he is still alive, 77 years old, in Liverpool, England. And his wife's name is Sue Baker.
Oh, oops, he's married. Never mind.
The man is married. Ooh, tom-baker.co.uk.
Is what? Name?
tom-baker.co.uk.
Oh, he's got his own website?
Yes, the official website of Tom Baker.
Really? Does it say he's doing anything?
He's got a guest book, he's got a forum, got a whole section on Doctor Who, of course. So, anyway. I'm getting a link here from Torin from the Antonio Bell server. Apparently, Amazon.com sells jelly babies.
Are they the real jelly babies? Jelly belly babies?
Bassett's jelly babies.
That's them.
Can be purchased for $8.75 for 100 grams. I don't know what that equals out to. But they are Bassett's Jelly Babies.
That's the one, Bassett's.
Originally launched in 1990. The most popular jelly baby candy in England. Made
yes.
in England. All natural.
Yeah.
So if anyone would like to buy me some.
Oh. I'm just saying, just be prepared. They're very different than what I thought they would be.
Be prepared. That's
Dude,
the
they're nothing like song. A gummy bear.
Well, that's why I want to try them. Try them out. All right, we're going to take a music break, I think.
You think?
I think.
Let's see here. Let's put some music on here. Let's see, I'll put that one on. That one on.
Okay, Christopher is telling me that 100 grams is roughly 3.5 ounces. Okay, so we'll be back. If we can't find anything else to talk about, I will sing live tonight. We shall return.
Sir! Sir!
What do you want?
Sounds of swords clashing on shields! Mass hysteria! It's mayhem out there!
That can mean one of two things.
What's that, sir?
Either there's a horde of rampaging orcs attacking the camp, Or Jethel has released a new song!
Stuff their leggings with it's time for Ask a Drunken Dwarf! Right here on the Gentle Silverwing Show! I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And down here in the mailbag, I am Cheese-It Nibble Buns, and I'll be reading your questions to the Drunken Dwarf! Are you ready, Dwarf?
Yeah, well, I'm blind, stinking drunk!
Then let's get to the first letter! Dear Drunken Dwarf, like you, my best friend in this world is a Rotunga, like this guy already. His birthday is coming up, and I was wondering if you have any tips for planning a Rotunga surprise party.
Surprise party.
Signed, Snookered Shindig in the Sinking Sands.
Oh, well, surprise party for a Rotunga. Let me think about that just for a minute here.
Yeah, right. Oh.
Everyone quiet. I hear him coming up the steps.
It's gonna be good.
One, two, surprise! Now that I think about it, perhaps a surprise party, not such a good thing for Rotungas. They tend to be rather excitable.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, that was a long time ago.
It was last night.
No. How many times do I have to say I'm sorry?
I'll let you know when the bandages come off.
Next question!
Dear Drunken Dwarf, my closest friends think I'm a low-down, no-good, two-timing yellowback, scum-sucking, gold-digging son of a motherless orc with no chance of making anything of myself, and that I save everyone a lot of trouble if I go off and jump off the nearest cliff to the jagged rocks below!
Holy crap!
I've met this cute girl, and she thinks I'm the bee's knees! What should I do? Signed, the most popular guy in Big Bend.
I say get the girl to a psychiatrist fast. She thinks you're a bee's knee.
No. Dwarf, saying someone's the bee's knees means you think they're pretty neat.
Really?
Yeah.
Get new friends. Next question!
Hey, Dwarf, did you know in Long Shadow Alley, you can buy a new friend for about 15 silver?
I don't need to know these things.
Dear Drunken Dwarf, my wife says I don't pay enough attention to her anymore.
Uh-oh.
Lately, she's been seen with this barbarian guardian. He's strong, tall, and handsome.
Oh boy.
His hair flows in the gentle summer breeze like a field of golden wheat.
What?
His sweat glistens off his chiseled chest and trickles slowly, outlining his rock-hard six-pack abs. And one can only imagine what lays in store beneath his skin-tight leggings.
Oh boy.
What should I do? Signed, Concerned Husband and Greystone Yard.
Well, patching up a rocky relationship can be rather tricky sometimes.
Yeah.
But I'm going to recommend some flowers and sit down, talk with her about your concerns.
Oh, yeah.
And see what you can do to mend your relationship.
And if that doesn't work out, I suggest you find that barbarian and ask him out on a date.
No kidding.
Find out what's under that kilt.
We don't judge.
It could be the change you've been looking for.
Next question!
This next question comes to us from Facebook.
Facebook.
Daniel Bourgeois, I hope I'm saying that right, comments, do you use your beard for storage?
Storage? What am I, Captain Caveman?
Well, you do kind of look like him and sound like him.
Bunga.
See?
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
Unexpected 70s cartoon reference.
All right, that's all the time we have for this week's episode of Ask a Drunken Dwarf! I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheez-It Nibblebuns, reminding you, you can ask your questions to the Drunken Dwarf by emailing drunkendwarf at pithacore.org.
That's right!
Facebook!
You know it!
Twitter!
Hoo-yah!
All of our social links can be found at githagore.org/social.
And now back to
Elquin and Jesso!
And who told you about renting friends in Vault Shadow? Stay away from them. You don't know where they've been.
Oh.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brother can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist surrounding in her face, you get sprung.
When I pull down top, kids are noticed that butt was stuffed. Deep in the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring.
Oh baby, I wanna get with ya and take your picture. My homeboys tried to warn me, but the butt you got makes
me so horny.
Oh, rumple smooth skin, you say you wanna get in my bands? Well, use me, cause you ain't that average groupie.
Well, I've seen them dancing, tell with romancing. She's wet, wet.
Get a good one like a turbo vet.
Well, I'm tired of magazines saying fuck butts all the thing. Take an average dwarf and ask him that. She got a pack much back. So fellas,
yeah,
fellas,
yeah,
have a girlfriend's got the butt.
Hell
don't
yeah,
tell him to shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake that healthy butt.
Baby, get back.
Throwing a gig, I just can't help myself. I'm acting like an animal.
Now here's my scandal.
I wanna get you home and double up, I ain't talking about Playboy, cause silicone pots are made for toys. I like them real thick and juicy.
So find me that juicy devil.
Drink a lot of trouble.
Begging for the beach of that bubble. So I'm looking at rock videos.
Knock these bimbos, look at my clothes. You can have all them bimbos. I keep my women like Flojo.
A word to the Tonga sisters, I wanna get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya. But I gotta be straight when I say I wanna. Till the break of dawn. Baby, gotta going on. A lot of sips won't like this song. Cause the punters don't like to hit and quit. But I'd like to stay and play.
Cause I'm long and strong. And I gotta keep the friction on. So ladies, ladies, roll in my Mercedes. Then turn around, stick it out. Even Tonga boys gotta shout.
Baby, get back.
So your girlfriend drives a Honda. How you work up tastes like Panda. But Panda ain't got a molder in the back of her Honda.
My Anaconda don't want none unless you've got buns, hon.
You can do side bends or sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt.
Some brothers want to play the hard role and tell you that the butt ain't gold.
So they toss it and leave it.
And I pull right up to retrieve it.
Cosmo says you're fat. Oh, I'm not down with that. Cause the waist is small, the curves are kicking. And I'm thinking about sticking
to the beanpole games in the magazines. You ain't it, Miss Thing.
Give a twirl and sister, I can't resist her.
Fayberry jam on toast, didn't miss
some
her.
Some nigglehead tried to diss, cause his girl is on my list.
He had game, but he chose to hit
so
him.
So he looped right in and got with them.
So lady, if the bat is round, if you want a triple X throwdown,
call 1-900-DRINKS-A-LOT.
We'll bring some ale and a wheel of cheese.
Baby, get back.
But you got much back.
Little in the middle, but you got much back. Hey, baby, how about a date? Ow! Oh, ho, ho!
Alrighty. That's the new song, Battle Mace. Of course, that's a parody of Poker Face by Lady Gaga. I don't know why the hell I'm doing Lady Gaga songs lately, but hey, she's popular, and I'm supposed to be doing parodies of popular songs. And Battle Mace fit with Poker Face. You like the song, didn't you, hon?
Yeah.
Yeah?
But you don't use a mace.
No, I don't.
So it's for all those priests out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's more about the halfling wielding the mace, sick and tired of the short jokes and stuff like that, you know.
But they're short.
Well, yeah, they are.
And, you know, if they wanted to be tall, they should have become a high elf or something.
I see how you are. Alrighty, well, I am going to do some live singing. So why don't you go ahead and turn your mic off there, hon.
Bye.
And we'll bring Elcom back a little bit later on to say our goodbyes. So, let's see. Let me turn off the background music. There we go. Background music is now turned off. Let me see. What am I going to... I am not going to sing the 12 Days of Frostfell. Sorry, Lara. Lara. Not going to happen. So, let's see here. Let's do... Bring my site up here so I can actually get some music. Some, lyrics, that is. Got a lot of songs, folks, and I don't know all of them by heart. I'm sorry. I actually have a couple of songs that I don't think I could sing at all without the lyrics, because I don't even know the original song to some of the ones that I do. Just how I work, folks. Just how I work. I'm not doing a Happy Frostfell. No, stop it. So let's see here. If you have ideas, thoughts, what you'd like, by all means, let me know.
So, like, you really don't want to do Frostfell in August?
No, we're not doing Frostfell songs. Sorry, no.
All right. All right, I'm going away again. Goodbye. Right.
Nashua wants us to do Griffin Wings. Hun, your mic is still on. Hun, your mic is still on. There we go. All right, let's see here. Nashville wants to hear Griffin Wings. Let's go ahead and try that. Running our Freeport, looking just for some sort of peace, must be far from here. Someplace across the blue sea, where they understand me, I'll find someday. I try to get safe, I hope to find my grace, the sea vengeful try to take me. I can't live within the sphere, and so I don't belong here. This time I won't just try. Tonight I fly on Griffin's sail, take me on strong feathered wings, from Freeport to a new home where my heart can really sing. Far from here, shed no tears, escape far away on Griffin wings. Fly across the desert to the shadow dark wood, where my heart can cry out, where my soul can do good. Run away, far away, where no evil stings, on Griffin wings. The sun shines on vast seas, the salty winds chill me, the future lays before me at my feet. Never to look back now, they never understand how. Refugee, will they accept me? On Griffin's sail, take me on strong feathered wings, from Freeport to a new home where my heart can really sing. Far from here, shed no tears, escape far away on Griffin wings. Fly across the desert to the shadow dark wood, where my heart can cry out, where my soul can do good. Run away, far away, where no evil stings on Griffin wings. Shining city with marbled halls, I'm here, I'm home, I see them all. From high above I see them, can they see me? I'm so scared, this is my new home, take me home. On Griffin's sail, take me on strong feathered wings, from Freeport to a new home, where my heart can really sing. Far from here,
shed no tears, escape far away on griffin wings. Fly across the desert to the shadow dark wood, with the heart can cry out where my soul can do good. Run away, far away, but no evil stings on griffin wings. Griffin wings. Griffin wings.
Okay, let's see here. What else we're going to do? I'm going to do Greater Fate Art Girls. I haven't done that one live in a while. Well, Kino's girls are cute, with flowers and ribbons up in their hair. While the Big Ben girls, ogres and trolls, knock me out if I go there. The gnome and halfling lady's just a little too short to do me right. And the Karen kittens with the furry coats be coughing fur balls up all night.
I wish they all could be greater fader. Wish they all could be greater fader. I wish they all could be greater fader girls.
The dark elves got exotic looks, with the blue and natural tan. I saw Bavarian ladies all working out, could lift this elf with just one hand. And Tanaka's human girls were good, but they're all just a little plain. I'd be bringing Rotonga girls cheese and cookies all night long, it would be a pain.
I wish they all could be greater fader girls.
Wish they all could be greater fader.
I wish they all could be greater fader girls.
Woo! Love 'em! Okay, let's see what else we got here. Okay, let's see what else we got here. Let's do... I've been in this one in a long time.
Oh, heal me, heal me. Oh, heal me, heal me. I'm hunting goblins, couldn't have seen to go. Perfect all night now. Now we're outnumbered, I shouldn't have caught. Now we're in it deep. Yeah, the ranger's dead. Got hit on the head. The warrior's next.
Holy crap!
They broke his neck. This common scout is killing me.
I'm in a pool. It's the PT.
Just wait a sec. We made you fine.
Hunting and Zek, looking for death, disco, having the worst luck, yeah, hip up his tank, but he doesn't seem to know, his ass from his elbow, he didn't wait for mana to regenerate, so much.
much for tonight's tank. He's getting his auger bounced.
Oh, no. Here they come.
This style on crunch is killing me.
My menopause is depleting.
Just wait a sec, we may do fine. They come, flaming bats and owl bears. Oh, we'll lose them, just move it. I see some stairs. The skeletons now are beating us down. Half of our group is lost. Don't you stop, we can make it. This patchwork man is killing me.
My menopause is depleting.
Just wait a sec, we may do fine. But it sounds like the line.
Kill me, baby.
I'm trying my best,
but soon I must rest. Just give me some time. And please don't go on tonight. Oh, crap. Say, what's that? What's attacking his life? Heal me, baby, one more time.
Okay, let's try one of my newer ones. I introduced this one last week, I believe. Healer's down. Not just Rangers, you know. I see her lying there just as plain as day, but the tank's not hearing a word that I say. Healer's down, and you're to blame for ignoring our shouts while pulling a name. Wow, whistle there. Healer's down, and you're to blame for ignoring our shouts while pulling a name. You wandered off, so bored with the team, way out of range when we heard your scream. Healer's down, and it's a shame. Time to get a new cleric, you got no brain. Healer's down, and you're to blame for ignoring our shouts while pulling a name. I can camouflage and sneak past those mobs. You're a dwarven cleric, and stealth's not your job. Healer's down, that didn't go well. Your armor was clanging like you're wearing a bell. Healer's down, and it's a shame. Time to new cleric, you've got no brain. Whoop, I missed it there, sorry. Healer's down, the team king and cave. Gonna throw you in a sack, toss you in a deep cave. Healer's down, that didn't go well. Your armor was clanging like you're wearing a bell. Healer's down, it's a shame. Time to get a new cleric, you've got no brain. Okay, let's see what else we got here. Okay, let's see what I got here. we can do. This one. Been a long time since I've been in Castle Mistmar. Is a warrior, by the way, a guardian.
On a dark Baynock evening, battle cries fill the air. Elves hunting little brownies, pixies floating without care. Through the list of fey dark mistrals, a torch lit my way. My feet dragged, my packs were full, I had enough for the day. There I saw inviting, stately noble stone walls. Tapestries, carpets and ivy hung in medieval halls. I saw a dark lovely beauty, she drew me inside. Her hair was white, her robe was blue. She had blood red eyes and she said, "Welcome to the castle of Mayhem Mistmar." Pretty gypsy girls, they can steal your world. Plenty of room, join us here in Castle Mistmar. Nothing's what it seems, fulfill all your dreams. I managed to swim with sensation, she brought me food and ale. A gypsy girl danced and twirled, graceful, light, and pale. The court took the throne room, princess dressed down with platinum braids. Familiars rested, advisors schemed, with butler Sin calling Isis the maid. As I settled, I shifted, and I saw from the corner of my eye blurred figures moving about, something just wasn't right. And she came and eased all my troubles with charm and grace. She poured more wine to warm my spirit, but everything seemed the same. Welcome to the castle of Mayhem Mistmar. Pretty gypsy girls can steal your world. There's plenty of room, join us here in Castle Mistmar. Nothing's what it seems.
Just ignore the screams.
I woke, time was fleeting. I felt the warmth of her breath. On a mattress, soft and full, the night was silent as death. On the wall there before me, a mirror showed splendor so fair. I looked rested and ready for her, but in the mirror, she wasn't there. I jumped and ran for the doorway, blood-stained marble floors. Her spell alert and enthralled me, my mind was screaming, my heart wanted more. I fell to my knees, tear fall deathly, her eyes glowed with light. She gave me shelter, gold and her love, all I gave her was my life.
Okay, let's see. How about this one? Do a little Pink Floyd here.
Hello? Is there anybody in there? Just not if you can hear me. Is there anyone at home? Come on now. I hear you feeling down. I can ease your pain, get you on your feet again. Relax. Need some information first. Just the basic facts. Can you show me where it hurts? There is no pain, you are receding. A distant ship smoke on the horizon. You are only coming through in waves. Your lips move, but I can't hear what you're saying. When I was a child, I had a fever. My hands felt just like two balloons. Now I've got that feeling once again. I can't explain. You will not understand. This is not how I am. I have become comfortably numb. Just a little pinprick. There'll be no more. But you might feel a little sick. Can you stand up? I do believe it's working. Good. That'll keep you going through the show. Come on, it's time to go.
There is no pain. You are receding. A distant ship smoke on the horizon. You are only coming through in waves. Your lips move, but I can't hear what you're saying. When I was a child, I caught a fleeting glimpse. Out of the corner of my eye, I turned to look, but it was gone. I cannot put my finger on it now. The child has grown, the dream is gone.
All right, now let's go on to the true story of how Elkman, Jenna, and Jethel met. She thinks my ranger's sexy, baby.
I'm looking for adventure in Everfrost snow. She strolled up to the campsite, well here we go. She had a stonewood compound bow and a quiver full of death, you see. group had some room, so she joined right in. She killed so many goblins, it should be a sin.
She took me by the hand and brought me to the Twilight Sea. She thinks my range is sexy, the way I kind of belong. She follows everywhere I lead. She's why I'm singing the song. She likes the way she fights with swords in hand. She likes the way I sing with my parody band. Together we're a force to be reckoned with. Try us and you'll see. She thinks my range is sexy.
Western wastes and the plain of storms. Tag team big ol' froggies, well they had no warning.
Barren dunes, hanging gardens, oh we really fire them all.
We got into a rut, it was tedious and boring. Looked for escape and it came to us one morning.
It's too Norris future, we'll see, we'll be moving on. She thinks my range is sexy, the way I kind of belong. She follows everywhere I lead. She's why I'm singing the song.
I like the way she fights with swords in hand. She likes the way I sing with my parody band. Together we're a force to be reckoned with.
Try us and you'll see.
She thinks my range is sexy. She's on the west coast, I'm on the east. Fate can't keep apart these two, nor at the end beast.
She thinks my range is, she thinks my range is sexy, the way I kind of belong. She follows everywhere I lead. Why I'm singing the song.
I like the way she fights with swords in hand. She likes the way I sing with my parody band. Together we're a force to be reckoned with.
Try us and you'll see.
She thinks my range is sexy.
My range
of sexy. The true story of Elquin and Jezel.
Love, baby.
All right, let's see what else we got here. Dun, 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 dun. Ba, 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 ba.
Gotta find something else here. Let's see.
I can try this one. I should have done this one live, but Smiley was on a few weeks ago.
Down in San Diego, EverQuest team working nights. Development and lore team looking for team balance fights. When bursting through the door, a surrealistic scene. The big guy armored up, his shining helmet gleamed. He looked like he'd been through hell, or at least a plane of fear. Hadn't seen him like this since after the fanfare last year. From underneath his coat, a sword came into view. He swung, killed Bremo, and shouted, "Level 2!"
The night sadly went over. Who needs buffs with gear like this? Going out looking for fat food. Take his job, gave his brain a little twist.
Grimwell held a shield from a box of their pizza and brandished a replica short sword of Yogg-Sothoth. Smedley's eyes were wild and sunken in his head. He swung again, alas, the copy machine's dead. If you could see one moment from his eyes, he'd be like a halfling looking at a jumped-up pie. Grimwell held his ground,
steadfast on his turn. Mark Smedley patched him up with a fatal nerve.
The night Smedley went over, left and right they fall to his blade. Stock options went through the roof, yeah, with only Smedley left to get paid. On the horizon, the players were gathering wide. Whoa, what could have happened to Smed? Did he have too many Red Bulls? Why do they have to die? And the sorcerer slashing, hammers a bashing. Where did the sanity go? Why, Smed, why?
From out of the crowd, a team ventured forth to put an end to his murderous course. They readied their weapons as they crept into the room. Swords and wands and the rolling pin of doom. Now Smedley's bound up in a little white coat. He thinks he's in a dungeon with gators in the moat. The armed team's all wounded, the dev team's deceased. Gonna start all over, releasing EverQuest 3.
The night Smedley went over, the fight, the boss came unglued. Lawyers left, scratching their heads, yeah. Quite a tizzy, no one left to get sued. The night Smedley went over, the night his mind came unfurled. Now he's counting orbs and planning raids in his own little fantasy world. In his own little fantasy world. In his own little fantasy world.
Okay, let's see. What else can I do here? Let's do... Interesting. Gotta find something here. Alright, I'll do this one. Ah, wait, I don't like that version. Hold on a second. Let's try this one. Yeah, that's better. First, I did this one at the fanfare. I like doing it.
out for days, and the people I meet, they always go the separate ways. Sometimes you tell the day by the bottle that you drink. Sometimes you're all alone. All you do is think, I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride. I want it.
In a few minutes here, but first I was just handed a note from Doofu and Cheez-It. It seems that they've done a brand new drunken karaoke song that they wanted everyone to hear. So here comes Drunken Dwarf and Cheez-It with Drunken.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brother can't deny. When the girl walks in with the itty bitty waist surrounding in her face, you get sprung.
When I pull out top, cause you know that butt was stuff. Deep in the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring.
Oh baby, I wanna get with ya and take your picture. My homeboys tried to warn me, but the butt you got me.
Give me so horny.
Oh, rumple smooth skin. You say you wanna get in my bands? Well, use me, cause you ain't the average groupie.
Well, I've seen them dancing, tell with romancing. She's wet, wet.
Get a good one like a turbo vet.
Well, I'm tired of magazines saying fuck butts all the thing. Take an average dwarf and ask him that. She got a pack much back. So fellas,
yeah,
fellas,
yeah,
have a girlfriend's got the butt.
Hell,
so tell
yeah,
him to shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake that healthy butt.
Baby, get back.
I'm acting like an animal.
Now here's my scandal.
I wanna get you home and double I ain't talking about Playboy, cause silicone pots are made for toys. I like them real thick and juicy.
So find me that juicy double.
Drink your lots and
double.
Thank you for the beach of that bubble. So I'm looking at rock videos.
Knock these bimbos, look at my clothes. You can have all them bimbos. I keep my women like Flojo.
A word to the tongue, just sisters. I wanna get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya. But I gotta be straight. Wanna say I wanna till the break of dawn. Baby, gonna go on. A lot of sips won't like this song. Cause the ponies don't like to hit and quit. But they like to stay and play.
Cause I'm long and strong. And I gotta keep the friction on. So ladies, ladies, roll in my Mercedes. Then turn around, stick it out. Even Tonga Boy's gotta shout.
Baby, get back.
Setups, but please don't lose that butt.
Some brothers want to play the hard role and tell you that the butt ain't gold.
So they toss it and leave it.
And I pull right up to retrieve it.
Cosmo says you're fat. Oh, I'm not down with that. Cause the waist is small, the curves are kicking. And I'm thinking about sticking
to the beanpole games in the magazines. You ain't it, Miss Thing.
Give it to her, and sister, I can't resist her.
Stay very jam on toast it, miss her.
Some nigglehead tried to diss. Cause his girl is on my list.
He had game, but he chose to hit him.
So he looped right in and got with them.
So lady, if the bat is round, if you want a triple X throwdown,
call 1-900-DRINKS-A-LOT.
What brings a mail in a wheel of cheese?
Baby, get back.
With half a brain can see that humankind has gone insane to the point where I don't know if I'll accept the status quo if I throw poison in the water main. Listen close to everybody's heart and hear that breaking sound. Hopes and dreams are shattering apart and crashing to the ground. I cannot believe my eyes, how the world's filled with filth and lies. But it's plain to see, evil inside of me is on the rise.
Look around, we're living with the lost and found. Just when you thought you've almost drowned, you find yourself on solid ground. And you believe there's good in everybody's heart. Keep it safe and sound. With hope, you can do your part and turn life around. I cannot believe my eyes. Is the world finally growing wide?
Howling in pain.
The things that I'm
the
afraid
dark is everywhere, and
to
many
show.
Seem to
and suddenly
the dark in me is all that will remain.
And I believe
listen close to
everybody's heart
and hear that breaking sound. Hopes and dreams are shattering apart and crashing to the ground.
I cannot believe my eyes how the world's filled with filth and lies.
But it's plain to see
evil inside of me
is all around.
run like a battery. It's designed to make gun go somewhere against your anatomy. And when the gun goes soft and sparks and you're ready for surgery.
Grave robber, grave robber. Sometimes I wonder why I even bother. Grave robber, grave robber. Sometimes I wonder why I need you at all.
Amber Sweet is addicted to the knife.
Addicted to the knife?
Addicted to the knife.
And addicted to the knife, she needs a little help with the agony. And her little help comes in a little glass vial and a gun against her anatomy. And when the gun goes off, Miss Sweet is ready for surgery.
Grave robber, grave robber. Sometimes I wonder why I need you at all.
It's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone.
I'm afraid that's going to be it for this show. It was nice to sing live again. I hadn't done it in a long time.
Very long time.
Alright, so now I got everybody interested in seeing Repo Man again. Had,
that's good.
Dwarf and Cheez-It singing Zydrate Anatomy. And people seem to like the Baby Gut Back by Dwarf and Cheese. And I will have that up at kithacore.org sometime soon.
Is that the one with I've Got Big Butts or something like that?
Yep.
Oh,
why is it called Baby Get Back when it's all about big butts?
Someone having back means they have a big ass.
Oh.
So Baby Gut Back.
Oh.
All right, folks. That's going to do... Ooh, sorry, I just hiccuped. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this week of the Gentle Silverwing Show. Thank you for tuning in. I had a good time. I always love performing for you folks. And we have some decent rants. I've got to find something to really rip into. Something EverQuest related, though.
Oh, jeez.
Damn you, Thundering Steps! Fuckers!
How about the Treat Road over Tongas and Kinos. I mean, they're still treated like little second-class citizens hiding in the corners and
what
stuff.
What the hell's wrong with you people?
We invite them over and then just kind of, you know, push them off to the corners?
Tongas are cute and fuzzy!
No, wait. Don't treat them like pets. They're not pets.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure. Jesus is not my pet. He's my pet.
Nobody likes pets.
I like little pets behind the ears.
See? A little scritch behind the ears, and he's a happy little Rodonga.
Pee-pee!
Anyway.
It's funny how his little leg bounces up and down, too.
All right. Well, you have any shout-outs tonight?
No, but I have some word of wisdom. When you're out shiny hunting, you know, where they're spawning in a certain area over and over again, you know, the best course of action is not to run all over the place constantly round and round in circles, because 9 times out of 10, there's one spawning where you just left. The best way is to pick a location that can see the entire area, or most of it, go third person, and sit there and scan the area, and when you see a shiny pop up, move to the shiny.
and return to your area. Trust me, you will get more shinies.
And if you move from your area, more than likely someone's going to steal it.
Yeah, so...
you're going to try to go back to your area and there's going to be some ogre sitting there.
And then once he gets up, then the shiny will be smelly.
That's right.
Smelly ogre, but shiny, that's, you know.
Right. Nobody wants that.
No. But if you're desperate for shinies, you will pick it up. So, you know, what can I say?
Okay, folks.
And always wash the shiny off.
Mm-hmm. All right, folks, that's it for this week. I'll have the podcast up as soon as possible. Unfortunately, the double-edged sword of working. I love working. I'm very happy I'm back to work. Can't wait to start actually getting paid, which will probably be in 2 weeks, but still. But also, my time is now limited. So, everyone have a good night. And, hun, I'm coming down for popcorn.
Oh, bye. Popcorn. That means I gotta quit picking up shinies.
Popcorn. All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elkwing Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheese It Nibbleman!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, 2 badgers, a package of expired Twinkies, a sack of walnuts, Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elkun Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.